welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart.
I feel like we haven't filmed in a while.
I know, I'm nervous.
All episode one all over again.
I know, we're all like, in front of a live audience.
Really, everyone. Imagine in a studio, we're like...
Everyone's just staring at us.
Like, you guys aren't funny.
I was going to say, they're like, it's not that funny.
We're excited to finally be filming another episode, and today is a good one. Louis came up with the idea. Tell him what it is.
So today we are going to be talking about like pet peeves and like icks that we have like about each other.
Yes.
And men and just life in general.
And if you don't know what an ick is, Louis just explained it to me.
I feel like an ick is kind of like things that give you like asco, like escalofrío. Because that's an ick, and a pet peeve is more like things you hate.
Also, then you're an ick to me.
I'm like, that's my pet peeve. But because I used to think they were like the same thing. Or I don't know. You guys tell us. I feel like they're different. A pet peeve and an ick are like different. But I thought they were the same thing.
Yeah, I thought they were the same thing. But then Louis told me that. And I was like, okay, I kind of see a little bit better. But you guys let us know what you guys think.
But we need to address the elephant in the room.
Part two.
I know, literally part two.
Part two of the elephant in the room.
So if you guys couldn't already tell, we're somewhere else.
Again.
All our little decor is gone. And they're like, this looks worse.
They're like, we like the other one.
No, you know what? I saw a comment. Someone was like, oh my God, I love like the simplicity.
The simplicity. I saw that comment too. And I was like,
I know. I'm like, oh shit, they're going to hate this update.
Let me paint it white.
I know. Wait. So we have this update, but then we have another update. This is changing again.
It's because look. So we didn't like the old setup because it was just por lo mientras vibes. And we had told you guys that from the beginning. So then we were like, okay, we need the little por lo mientras, another por lo mientras, but it was supposed to be like our final one. And then we caught a new location again.
Yeah, we thought this was going to be our final location, but we upgraded for more room. It's because you guys, we really want you guys to have like a full experience with us. Like when we have more guests over and just like, you know, we eventually want to do like a little tour of like what our location looks like. But we thought this was going to be the official, but then we found like a bigger space, which is just going to be even better. Porque ahorita estamos...
Dude, estamos apretados.
Yeah, we're like...
We're like me and Louis just to film, we're like, oh,
no, you guys, there's literally cables and shit everywhere. So I was like, go out to, can you press record?
We're like, yeah, like, dude. Like, getting here.
But we're having a lot of upgrades. And like, normally, you guys, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the way that I am, I normally don't want people to like see it until it's done.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like it's cool bringing you guys along the journey of like how it's changing.
So, yeah, literally seeing how we're building it.
And then also your guys' feedback helps a lot. Like just seeing what you guys like, what you don't like.
Yeah.
And
so let us know if you guys like the purple and the pink moment.
Yeah. And then
let us know. Because we really want to go for like half Louis, half Yuatzy vibes.
Because I don't know if you guys remember with our other setup. I read it was a long time ago. One episode ago.
I know, one episode ago.
With that setup, we had like little purple accents and little pink ones.
Yeah.
But now we're going to be doing the purple and pink wall. Because it's, I don't know. I feel hella cute like in my little purple
moment.
Me too.
Unless you guys really hate it.
Wait, you know what I just noticed?
What?
Everyone who's like just listening to it and not watching it, they're probably like, I don't know what the fuck you guys were talking about.
Pues vayan para YouTube y vayan a ver. I'm sorry, but if you're not seeing it, long story short, it's painted half pink, half purple.
But yeah, so we're going to have a lot more changes, but we wanted to mention that before y'all were like, oh, this is cute. And then it's going to change all over.
Like again.
But yeah, so you guys will see this for a cute little moment. But that's our little update on our location.
And before we go any further, you already know we got to go in with Louis Spelling B.
Oh, I was like, what are you going to say? I was waiting for her to be like, next? This week's episode is sponsored.
No, but dude, okay, this is a highly requested word.
Really? Like a lot of people were saying it?
Yes, like everyone and their mom was telling me to tell you this word.
Okay, now is it like hard or is it like is cute?
No. It's like hard.
Ay, entonces.
I can't even.
I can't even pronounce it. Hold on. Let me text my man.
I found it.
What?
But no, literally everybody is commenting this word, so I was like, I have to do it. You have you have to try your hardest, okay? I'm gonna say it.
You guys are mean.
Te vas a asustar, pero perdóname.
Exacto knife.
So I feel like this word, every Mexicano is like, a ver, puedes decir esto? What? Todos los mexicanos. Even my mom was like, a ver, di esto.
Wait, so it's a Spanish one?
Es en español.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you... My mom said
my
it.
My
She's
mom.
Like, a ver.
And
I'm like, what? Did you,
a ver. And everyone was commenting, tell Louis to spell... I can't even pronounce it, bitch. Para caricutirimikiwaro.
Ah, acereje. Deja. Bitch, what the fuck did you just say?
That's what they say. They're like, parangarikuritimikirikuwaro.
Bitch. It literally sounds like you're singing that one song. Acereje. Deja. You even put a little rhythm behind it. Adikitikita. Adikitikita.
It's parangarikutirimikuwaro.
I mean, okay, well, you're gonna have to break it into three words, but I'm gonna try my best.
Wait,
to
do
spell
you actually
it.
Want
to
try to spell it?
I mean, I can try if everyone's commenting it.
They were like, a ver, and it had to be all the Mexicanos.
I know. Okay, P A R A N.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, say the word one more time because it's so fucking long.
Parangaricutirimícuaro.
Every time you say it, I can't stop laughing. Okay.
What even is that?
I don't know. Is that like a location?
The meaning. Ah, you're like, location. Use it in a verb. Use it in a sentence.
What?
What? It means crab louse. What is that?
I can't even say it. P-A-R-A-N. Bitch, it's too long for me to remember what's next.
Gariku.
Well, G-A-R... I Q
see you. See you.
I see you never. Parang warungari. Bitch.
You know what?
I'm not gonna spell it.
I know you're not.
Oh my god.
It's so long.
Let me see.
It's so long. Parang guringuri
katikalomekarokro. But parangwarikutrikimaku.
Literally parigi digi di.
Yeah, no, there's no way I was ever gonna be able to spell that.
Okay, do you want me to give you like a normal word?
Yes, you guys were on episode like one. And
go
you
look
are
at the comments
the
and no, don't look. But everybody literally
don't look. They're not talking about how ugly you look.
No, it's just, I don't want him to see all the other ones that you guys are commenting.
I still go through the comments. I don't remember anything past like an hour. My brain refreshes every hour. I swear. I
read the Dory, short-term memory loss, like it's gone.
I know. I'm like,
he's like, who are you?
I'm like, where am I?
Okay. The next one is, or the next word is absent.
Oh, shit. I should know this one.
I didn't even, couldn't spell it.
You couldn't spell it?
I was like, am I Louis?
A, B, S, C.
No.
A, B,
S. A, B, C, D.
I know, I was going to say that. A, B, S, E, N, T.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I think there was going to be like a hidden X in there? That's or like a Y? No, I swear.
I thought, I was like, he's going to mess it up because I thought there was a C in there.
Yes, that's why I said ABC.
Yeah, but there's no C. It's just absent. A-B-S-E-N-T. Louis got it, kind of.
Cool.
But you failed paranguriguriguritimikirakuro.
Bitch, how'd you learn how to say it already?
That's not how you say it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm getting better by the word, so thank you, guys.
Comment more fun words for Louis to spell.
Oh, shit. And before we get into the rest of the episode, I did want to announce the winners to our giveaway.
Oh, I thought he was going to give me something. I was like, like, I did want to announce that my sister's pregnant.
I'm like, we're popping the cherry here.
Okay.
Popping the news. Okay. So we chose three winners, like we mentioned in our episode with Andrea,
yes,
to win our Castro Sisters hoodie. So the first winner is Melanie Carillo. Ah, we're all doing graduation.
Melanie Carillo.
She's like...
Class of 2025.
And then Beatriz Reyes.
Come on, Beatriz.
And then the last winner is Jocelyn Amaya. We will be DMing y'all. Congratulations. We're going to be DMing you guys on Instagram from our Pretty Not Smart Instagram account. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, we're probably going to be doing a lot more giveaways just in general. So make sure you guys listen to the full motherfucking podcast.
Or else you're not going
to
know when.
Yeah, we were to throw it in there randomly.
Randomly. Like a time stamp of
43.0 seconds, 91.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to start with your icks?
Okay, so We're going to talk about icks that we have about each other. The first ick that I just cannot stand is how much you smell.
That's an actual one.
I'm like, so honestly, I was going to be like, I don't have icks because I love my brother.
I have a whole list.
No, I couldn't really think of any. It was hard.
I know. It was kind of hard for me, even though I know there's a lot of things I don't like about him.
It's because, look, I don't want to expose him that bad.
That's how I felt. But I'm going to do it anyway.
No. Okay. No, for real. The first one that me cae gordo, but like I understand, but at those moments me cae muy gordo. ¿Qué haces esto? Y le voy a decir a mi mamá.
What?
He is so bad at replying. And like.
Wait, really? You guys all hate that?
And like getting a hold of Louis is so hard. But like we know que se estresa bien fácil. So sometimes we're like, I really need to reach out to him, but I'm just not going to talk to him because he's going to be like, what? I don't eat the mic. I
know, babe, your whole mouth went over it.
No. So sometimes I'm like scared to contact him because I feel like, I don't know what happens to you, but he gets like a whole bunch of shit to do in one day. He's like, I have to do this.
I know.
And then like those are the days that I specifically need him. But my mom's like, oh no, hoy está muy estresado, no lo molestes. It's like, ugh. But in general, it's so hard to like reach you. Like today, I texted him. I was like, so what time for the podcast? He didn't get back to me. I had to all call him, be like, Louie. Explain yourself.
Highly. No, you guys, that's for like, you're right. No, you guys, like for real, sometimes I sit down and I think to myself,
at what a wonderful world.
No, I'm just like, why am I so stressed and busy? Like, I don't understand. There's I have a lot of friends.
I'll shove it in our faces. I have a lot of friends.
No, you don't even let me finish, puta. I was going to say I have a lot of friends in the same field. Like, we all do the same thing. But they're like, so relaxed and chill. But, like, I'm always so fucking stressed. But you know what? Another thing. I always have... Dude, how many times do I tell you, I have a call today. I have a meeting today.
Why do you have so many calls? Bitch, that's what
I
was saying.
I have so
many... I'm like, didn't he just have a call like 5 minutes ago? He's like, I can't. I have a meeting.
And then like, I have appointments. And I'm like, why does nobody else have this? And like, I get annoyed because I hate how like stressed and busy I am sometimes. It's really annoying. And then
people will be like, where's Louie? Like, how's Louie? I'm like, he's at a meeting. Or he's in a call. I don't know. Literally always.
So I feel like I'm always estresado. I'm always fucking busy. And it sucks because like the other day my mom called me. Well, she texted me. She's like, give me a call. She told me that like around 12 in the afternoon. And I didn't call her till like 6 p.m. because I was busy. And then I call her, but I call her while I'm, like, driving. And then I was just like, oh, hi, mommy. Like, sorry, no te puedo llamar. But, like, I felt bad because even then I was on a time crunch. So I was kind of like, just tell me what you were going to tell me. And she just wanted to, like, catch up really quick. So I was like, oh, I was like, I hate that. Like, I'm literally always running.
Yeah.
But
I kind of feel that, though. I also feel like I'm always running.
Right?
Like, and sometimes I just want to, like, hit pause and, like, be like.
And then I was going to say, and then the moments where I do hit pause and I'm chill, I fucking throw my phone as far from me as possible. Like, yeah. And I feel like that's why. I feel like I'm a night person because nobody fucking bothers me at night.
Oh, and you're like by yourself?
Yeah, or like if you ask me to hang out, I'm like, I'm down. But if people are trying to make plans with me, it's always at night. And that's when I'm like, hi, everyone.
Yeah, he's all chill. He's like,
yeah, I can like breathe and shit.
But like during the day, he's very busy person, like super busy.
I know, I hate that. I need to figure some shit out.
And then tell them the truth.
Ah, you don't do shit all day.
You hate phone calls. Tell them. Tell them.
It's for fucking anyone funny. Out there who has my number.
It's so funny too because I've seen him when he gets a call. Tell them.
I fucking hate phone calls. I rather just fucking text me or send me a voice memo. Like at this point, I feel like phone calls are the most stupidest thing invented. I hate when people fucking call me, or I hate when people call me and they don't leave a voice of what is it?
A voicemail.
A voicemail, or if they don't text me. Cause then I'm like, it like forces me to call them back.
That's the point.
No, and then I'll be like, I'll text them so they get the hang. I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm busy. Like, what happened? Yeah, y me llaman otra vez. And I'm like, oh my fucking god. Like, I literally went to AT&T. I was like, can you guys take off like the phone function, like the phone call function no off way. My phone? I hate when people fucking call me. I think it's so much easier to text, and it pisses me off even more cuando me llaman to just be like something so fucking stupid.
Like. Alex.
Oh my God, Alex. That's the one person I want to choke.
And I know.
He'll be like, he'll call me and he'll be like, oh my God, like, what can I say? Like, it's
like,
the most...
like, so like, what time for tomorrow?
Yeah. And then I'm like, you could have fucking texted me. And then I'll be like, 11. He'll be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my. And then I've told him already. I'm like, why the fuck do you always fucking call me?
And Alex, like, I forgot my point.
I think you're gonna get to my point, saying that he thinks it's so much quicker.
He thinks it's so much quicker to call, and I'm like, babe, like, you know, Louis hates phone calls. Just text him. I don't care. And he still like, calls him anyway. He's like, I don't care. I'm like,
so I'm just like, oh my fucking God.
But I know. And then like one time too recently, I needed you for something. Like, it was kind of early in the morning. But we had to do something. So I called him and I'm like, I called him. Alex called you. Oh, I think so when we were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't Vegas. And you didn't answer. And he just replies with the little emoji. He's like, yes. And like the little emoji, like all possessed.
That was fucking annoying. Like,
yes. Oh, bitch. Oh, never mind.
What?
It was just, it was a surprise something that went.
But yeah, it's just, I find it so much easier to just text and I can just get back to you really quick with a text.
But the problem is that you don't get back to us really quick.
Well, here's the thing also, you guys, about me being so like quote unquote busy. So many people will text me, and for me, I use like the little, you know how like when you don't open a message, there's a little blue bolita. I use that as a reminder to be like, get back to this person. So I purposely don't open text messages until I have time, and then I get back to everybody. But ya ves por eso me estreso, because I get everything as like a whole.
So on your phone, if you were to open it right now, you have a bunch of bolitas. Mm-hmm. A ver,
people that I haven't responded to.
You don't
have
to show like who it's from, but I want to see how many pinches bolitas he has on there.
Well, keep in mind, it's the weekend. So right now, so I don't have a lot. But like, for example, this one right now. I don't open them. Yeah. And dude, I'm also in so many group chats for work and stuff. But usually it'll be like that. A bunch of unread messages.
Like blue.
Yeah,
blue,
so like
blue,
sometimes it'll be all of you guys. Look, right now I have my phone on Do Not Disturb.
The picture for Andrea, bitch.
I have funny ass contact pictures for everybody. That's like my favorite thing. But yeah, that's a day in the life. I'm stressed highly right now.
Do you think you need like someone to help you organize yourself?
That stresses me out even more. I used to have an assistant and she was amazing, but like I also feel like that's another
like another
person
task
that I have to put under my wing. So it's another task, because even like the people in my team right now are like trying to help me like grow my team, but it's just I have so many people I'm dealing with already that I'm like stressed out more.
Damn.
Yeah, so I don't know what the solution is. If you guys have any suggestions, hit me up.
Someone's like, you need to go on meds, babe.
I know. I'm like, let me just stop everything. No more appointments from now on.
So what's your ick of me?
Let's see. I have a long list.
They're like, oh, what's wrong with my player?
One thing I hate about you, one thing I hate about you, Atsu, so fucking much.
Right.
No. So this bitch will be that girl that if we're going to make plans, will be like, what time? She'll be like, 8 a.m. So keep this in mind. She makes the plans so fucking early. 90% of the time, she doesn't even wake up at that time. And she already, like, I'm like, why are you even setting it up so early if you know you're not going to wake up that early? And then all of us wake up and she's like either not awake or she's not ready. And oh my God, it pisses me off so much. So like this point, like every time she sets a time for something, I know it's going to be like way later. Yeah. So I don't even try.
So if I'm like 10, Louis, like, I'll see you guys at 11.
Yeah, literally every time we're because she always wants to do it so early. She'll be like, we're getting breakfast tomorrow. I'm like, what time? 8 a.m. I'm like, bitch, I'll see you guys at 11. And then she's like, no. The next day, she's like, there at 11.
I try.
Bitch, in Vegas.
What are we
doing? Fuck her. The day of our checkout. She was like, I'm going to go to sleep early today. It was 12 at night.
Yeah.
And yeah, being cute. She's like, oh, I'm sleepy. I'm going to get some sleep because I want to wake up early tomorrow. We were supposed to go out that night.
And then I was like, I'm going to go get breakfast in the morning at like 8 a.m.
She was like, she's like, before we check out, I want to go get breakfast, maybe go in the pool a little bit, gamble. So I'm like, what time are you guys going to breakfast? She's like, 8 a.m. And I was like, bitch, you're not going to wake up. Even Alex was like, she's not going to wake up.
I was like dip he told in the me, pool before I leave.
Bitch, I wake up at like 10 and I'm like, fuck, Yotsi's already had her whole day started. So I call Alex and he's like, she's sleeping. I was like, bitch.
Long story short, I ended up having to call for a late checkout because it was so late.
She literally checked out so late and she was like, I was like, good morning, Gorge. What happened at 8 a.m.?
And I was late. I think that's like one of my biggest icks of myself right now, that I can't wake up early. Like, pero también es que me duermo bien tarde. But like, I can't. Like, I don't know how people can wake up at 8 a.m. and be like, what a wonderful life. Like, I can't do that.
Like, all energized and ready to go.
I wake up so pissed. I'm like, don't talk to me. Dude, I don't get it. Like, I want to become a morning person so bad.
Same.
Because I'm like, dude, I can wake up at like 8, breakfast, gym, lunch, dinner, everything. But I can't.
It's a hard life.
It's a hard not life.
All these songs, this whole fucking episode. Hey. She literally has a song for everything we mentioned.
I'm sorry.
What a work, not a hard not life. Bitch, the amount of songs you've already sang in the first like 20 minutes. And
at the beginning of the episode, Louis was singing, and I was like, we make a whole episode of us just singing.
And that's literally what she's doing.
It's happening.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so now it's my turn to spill another ick of Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I say that, I am going to expose him. ¿Ustedes saben que no se baña?
Bitch, fuck you. Yes, I do.
No es cierto.
I shower every single day.
Antes no.
Before, when I was younger, no. But now I shower like twice a day.
Really?
So toda el agua que no gastaba when I was younger, la gasto.
Se la gasta now.
But I have a reason to have to shower twice a day now.
Because you stink.
Yeah. Just kidding. No, it's because of the fucking gym.
I know,
so
dude.
Like, I have to shower every morning to do my hair because I have really, which I think we all have really thick hair.
Oh, sí.
So, and I always put a shit ton of hairspray and productos in order to do it the next day. I have to shower, unfortunately. And then I have to shower after the gym. If not, I feel disgusting.
Entonces ahora sí te bañas.
O sea, fuerzas. No quiero, pero no tengo de otra.
Pues tengo que. I'm fucking dead.
Was that your pet peeve?
No. Oh. It was just a little
funny. Yeah, I don't know why, you guys. When I was younger, I fucking hated showering. I wouldn't go like a week without showering, but my parents would have to be like, ya bañate chingado. And I was like,
Luisito, ya bañate.
I don't know why I hate it.
Do you remember? Wait, I'm exposing again. Do you remember cómo te olían las patas?
Bitch. Wait. I guess my feet would smell so bad that my parents would even buy like little sprays to put in my shoes. I could never smell it like
but
that.
Exactly. Look, that was the worst part for me and Andrea, because we would sit in my mom's like Chrysler. It was all three of us in the back, bien apretaditos, but it was like comfy vibes. After walking in the pulga for like a whole 3 hours, he'd be like, he would take off his shoes, and me and Andrea would be like, mami, se quitó los zapatos.
Yeah, I remember that vivid. And everybody's like, chingada madre.
My mama, they would put down all the windows.
Exagerados.
He's like, and he'd be like, no huele.
I never, and my parents, like, every time I took off my shoes, they'd be like, so then they'd grab like the fucking spray and like put it in my shoe, like, to like take off the smell. And I was like,
it smelled like queso.
It got to the point where I was like, do they do this because they think it's funny or is it real?
Nice. Smell, I'm all traumada. I can smell it right now.
But I'm just kidding. But I'm that type of girl that always prefers comfortability. So like,
so even if I kill everyone around me, I'm good.
Like the whole taking off my shoes situation. Like, for example, exhibit A, put your foot up. She's wearing chanclas right now. Like, she thinks that's cute.
I hate you.
No, I mean, like,
she thinks that's cute.
I'm
it's actually really
you.
Ugly, but she thinks that's
no,
cute.
No, I mean, like, you think, like, that's for you, that's comfortable.
I
for
forgot
me,
I had a mom.
I'm always barefoot. I see my toes all perfect.
I know.
My sock is like all.
Wait, look at my little patita compared to yours.
On Nickelodeon.
I know, yeah.
No, but like, Yeah, like I'm that type of girl. As soon as I get home, I want, or like even in a car, I take off all my shoes, or like I hate wearing underwear, I hate wearing clothes. Like,
oh, that's right.
So like that's why when we would like have a long day, I'd be like, and everyone would be like, no, I'm sorry about it.
And I also wanted to share something else that happened new.
Wait, what? Oh, bitch. I was like, what's...
Can you notice or no?
So, yo no me bañaba y ella no se lavaba los dientes.
Ay, no es cierto. No, so, well, I don't know if that was true. No, si me lavaba los dientes, but for whatever reason, we got cavities as kids. I think it
comes. For whatever reason.
Yo si me lavaba los dientes, por siempre los he tenido bien blancos.
No, I know the reason. We didn't floss. I feel like my parents didn't shove flossing down our throats.
True.
So I literally didn't think flossing was important up until like a few years into growing up.
Yeah.
My dentist was like, do you not floss? And they would always have to show us. And I was like, mm-mm. Like, my parents, I mean, my mom siempre se ha cuidado los dientes bien limpiecitos. But yeah, I don't think like that was our problem. Flossing. Mine was always because all my fucking cavities were on between my teeth because of no flossing.
Wait, that's true. Mine were also in between my teeth. But very recent, I just got some of my feelings changed because every time, ahorita I was noticing it. Every time I laugh, I'm like, like I throw both my head us. Back. Uh-huh. And y'all can still see on this side, I still have the gray fillings. But everybody on the comments are like, Yuanti, why do you have cavities?
Like they thought they were active.
They thought they were all rotting. My teeth are all rotting away.
I got mine changed too.
Just wanted to tell the haters they're not cavities, they're fillings, and now they're white, but como dejen en paz.
They used to be gray, and now she's changing them white. Yeah, man.
I'm getting them to white. Ya ven lo que me hacen? Por eso también dice las chichis y las nalgas. I'm just kidding.
Sure I'm,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, but now the Louis ick. Another one.
Another one. You already said a vibe.
No, I haven't.
I've only said one.
Louis is very impatient.
I had that one for you too. A ver, explícame, porque usted la impaciente.
No, but I was going to say, I think we're both. Even recently, we asked our sister, we're like, Andrea, who's the most impatient? And I think we're both hella impatient. But I think Louis more. Es que Louis quiere que todo esté hecho bien pinche fast. Y si no, he's like,
no, I will admit, I am the most impatient bitch ever. If there's an option to pay more for anything to make it faster, I will do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hate waiting. I think waiting is a waste of time, literally.
Louis, like, time is money, baby.
But, like, in what what aspect do you feel like I'm impatient? Like, if I ask us to hang out, like, be there at that. No, because I'm always late to everything.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's my other. I'm happy for you. You're always late for everything. Louis is very late for events. Anytime we have to go, just anytime Louis is late.
All of my comments on most of my TikToks are, you're always late. Or they're like, why are you always late?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you do that you're always late?
Finger. That's just kidding.
Between yeah.
No, it's because I had to learn. So I got like embedded in my head because I used to be very good at being on time, like really good. Like my pet peeve used to be I hate late people. Like more than 10 minutes, I was like, no, bitch, I'm never hanging out with you again. Like that literally was how I think even like old YouTube videos I said it. But now I feel like when I started coming to LA in events, I learned that, well, what everyone wants us to try to see it is like being early is like not cute. Like,
oh, yes, I get that.
Like at events and shit, the event will be like, oh, the event is at 7. So then everybody's like, don't show up till like 9.
Yeah, literally, it's like dead silent till like 9.
And then like if you show up, you're like.
There's like no one there and you're like, hello.
It's like awkward.
Ay, pero si alcanzas comida.
Oh, pues eso sí. But then also, I'm very bad at like managing my time, I feel like now. Well, what la misma vez that I'm so stressed and I'm running everywhere because I'll get everything done, but it like pushes everything so back and I'm always late to everything. And I know I hate it too. Like sometimes, for example, if I'm gonna film with Yuatsi, like the other day we had scheduled at 2.
Oh yeah.
Or something, and then I eventually ended up pushing all the way back to like 6. And then I was like, let's just film another day.
Yeah, I was like, so now we're filming on Father's Day.
No, but yeah, just I'm really bad at like time management.
And why do you think I'm impatient?
Oh my god, bitch, you're so fucking impatient. Like I feel like
es que soy bien
desesperada. Yes, like we'll be doing like, yeah, vamos, hurry up. And like if you're not there, like say we're all gonna meet up like at a place, like say we're all gonna go grab food. We have to go in separate cars because we have a big family. She'll be like, yeah, me fui. And she like leaves.
I mean, I already left.
Yeah.
But I'm like, are you guys coming?
Yeah.
It's because I plan everything. I want everybody there on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's good at like.
I'm the planner of the family.
Yeah, she's like the planner.
I'm the fucking notebook. I know. But like, I literally feel like I plan everything. Like, mm-hmm. I'll kind of.
Yeah, I literally know you guys. She's like the reason we have like all these events. We have like the little fun birthday parties. Like, she's like the planner. I'm suck at that. I don't have the time.
Louis just gets there.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, oh shit, when'd you do this?
Yeah, like, what time? I'll be there.
Yeah, like, but you're the planner.
I am the planner. That's and the I always thing. Tell them, and I'm like, without you guys would, without me, yes. You guys would be boring.
Like, we always like, for like Christmas or like.
Yeah, I'm like, we're gonna, like, I set up all the games for all our like holidays.
And in my head, I'm like, how does this bitch have the time to do that? She literally, for every holiday, like whether it's like Christmas or it's like fucking, I don't know, all these other holidays that we're at home for, she has games.
I have games.
And, like, it's not even games where she buys a board game. No, she makes them. Like, yeah. There'll be something with, like, a cup, and she put, like, on a board. I don't even know fucking all these games she's created, but she, like, makes a bunch of, like, games, which is fun because it's like, fun. Quality time with the family. We're all, like, cracking up and, like, yeah. And stuff. But she even goes and buys prizes. Like,
I literally, always buy little prizes.
Like, for all the games, she has prizes. Like, for the winners, like, here, you want AirPods.
Yeah, like, if it's a little carnival. She just has so many,
like, things. Yeah, very, like, carnival experience. And like, I thought, because she said it, she's like, without me, you guys would be boring. And I was like, literally, if y'all two was here, we'd all just be sitting boring. And be like,
my mom's like, ¿Qué vas a planear para Christmas? ¿Qué vas a planear para cumpleaños?
Yeah, very those vibes.
Oh my God, it'll be fun, babes.
It is fun
right now.
I bet. Okay, well, we already talked about the impatient one.
No, I'm scared. I'm jealous that you have a fatter ass than me.
I was gonna say one thing about me, I'm the baddest alive, literally. No, I don't know if this is an, no, it's a pet peeve. Yoati is bien pinche llevadita, pero once you do it back to her, se acabó el pinche mundo, you guys. There is no, like, she'll go in on you, like, even if she's playing around. She's like, you're wearing that, it's fucking ugly. And then she'll be like, and you're kidding. But then if I tell her, like, bitch, like that, she's like, oh, you're so fucking mean.
Or
like,
yo, or you know who I could really think about it with? Alex.
Like, oh my God. Es bien llevadita con Alex. And then Alex gives her like the grain of salt. She's like, oh,
I'm just like, you're so mean. I'm like,
ugh. And she actually will get upset and like,
and I feel like
emotional about it.
I feel like that's actually how we've been ever since like growing up.
I was gonna stay down
because I'm remembering how like I think we like the chiquitos had like hit him. Mm-hmm. What,
bitch? So she would be like, she'll be like in her head. So then I'll hit her somewhat back. She's like, oh, shit. And then I'll be like, well, you fucking hurt me. She's like, I barely hit you. I went like this. But like, if you hit her back or even like the same amount of like force, bitch, she'll come back with 10 more.
Yeah, I'd be like, as kids, I'd be like, oh.
Yes. So like, you kind of knew that like if she did something, like just let it go or she's going to do it even worse because she
that's
can't take
right.
it.
That's right.
I hate that.
I'm all hating on myself. So I'm like, dumb bitch.
I know.
Es que no me gusta que me peguen.
Or like, If you would go like this, she'd be like, "Don't fucking shit, you like that?" I'm like,
Alex. So for a long time, my boyfriend. I don't know why he wouldn't just be like, "Hey, babe," or you ask it, he'd be like, "Oh." And I was like, "Oh!" And I told him to stop, or he'd be like, "And I was like, oh!" And I was like, "Alex, stop!" And then I think after like me turning into Goku so many times, bitch, after him doing that, he finally stopped. But I don't. A ver, a ti te gusta que te pique.
No, but the point is that it's bien llevadita, but she can't take it back.
I can take it.
Ew!
Like, ask Alex.
Fuck no, wrong podcast. All right. But yeah, I hate that opinion.
I have another one for you.
You said
I'm you just kidding. No, I don't have any more. I was three.
Qué bonita.
But I have something funny that I wanted to ask you.
What?
Do you have any icks, like, just in general about, like, guys dated? Or meh, or just anything. Like, what's something that you're like, oh, like, I can't be with you because of this? Or just like, if you don't want to talk about guys, just in general, an ick about people.
Like,
person, place, or thing.
I know one, but I don't know if I want to say
it. Say it. You have
to. I hate when people raya show.
Oh, right here.
I know. I don't know why. Like,
wait. I just remembered a childhood story about a raya.
With Andrea? No, I mean like on my uncle.
Andrea Raya.
No, wait,
my tío.
Say it.
Okay, it was the one, Andrea, the one that said it, right? Well, before I get into the story, tell us more about your ick. Like, what don't you like about the raya?
Well, bae, I want to look at it. Well, I just, like, I think it's, like, an ick because I'm, like, you don't feel the little breeze or, like, just no pull el airecito. And, like, I don't know, like, it's just there. It's, like, and a little.
Every time he talks about a raya, he's, like, all verde.
I don't know why. Okay, for real, every time I talk about like a butt crack or something, I'm like all green.
Why? I guess it's all green. That's
I'm like,
why.
I'm like, isn't everyone? No, because no? Like I just feel like when I picture a raya, like somebody all nice, nasty or gross, I feel like it's all like moldy. Yeah, like,
with green. The little hairs.
Fuck you. I'm getting grossed out.
He's getting an ick right now.
Yeah, I just, I hate when like raya show. I kind of just want to be like,
like, you don't throw a penny.
But like I know for some people they like can't help it, but I'm just
but
like
how can you not help it? Like, can you really not feel it?
Yeah, that's what I always wonder. I'm like, can you not feel when your raya's out?
I feel like, I don't know about you, but my raya's kind of low, or maybe it's because I wear high-waisted jeans. But like sometimes I'm like, well, my crack never shows, and then I'll check and I'm like, well, my raya's like all the way down here. Maybe people just have like really long raya's to their neck.
For real, is that like is the length of like your butt like a thing, or does everyone, I don't know. No, low-key, I used to think, like, my fucking raya used to be really low, too. But that was before I got a BBL. Now that I got a BBL, I feel like it's not that low. I feel like before, I felt like it was so low because my back and my butt blended in. So it literally was, like, all the way down here. But no, I feel like
back and butt right here. For real,
literally. Okay, ever since I got a BBL, it's like, yeah, like a mí también, like if I, you know, me levanto los pinches pantalones o el calzón y se me da la pinche raya toda.
Yeah, but I feel like me, if I feel air down there, I'm like, oh, like, you know, my crack.
I wonder if my crack does ever show to people were like,
they're like green.
Bitch, no.
But okay, the story that I wanted to tell you guys about my tío is one of our tíos. I used to hang out with us a lot when we were kids. And we were all just like casually sitting at my mom's house in the sala. And he was, I think, like playing PlayStation. And he was like, mmm. And me, Luis, and Andrea were there. And Andrea just points and she's like, and we're like, and Andrea just goes up to my tío. He's like, tío, se te ve la raya. But she was so little. So she was all like casual about it. She's like, tío, se te ve la raya.
And my uncle got all red.
And then she got, he was like, se subió el pantalón, but his line was just there all loud.
Bitch, how you like made his butt all big? Fuck.
And I feel like kids, we're like,
I feel like that's why I started calling it a raya, because of Andrea. It was so random. Like, she was literally like, tío, te se ve la raya. And I was cracking.
Se te ve la line. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, and then, like, now my parents will be like, mira la line. Because like, of the line. Whole fucking raya. Oh, that's funny.
That's hella funny. I have an ick too.
Oh,
for
yeah,
guys.
I was gonna ask you, what's an ick you have?
And I just experienced this one apenas también. That's why I was like, oh, I hate when guys do that. Like, do you guys remember those dudes in like high school or like middle school that I don't know how to even explain them? I guess they thought they were hot or I don't know. But they'd be like, hey, you're not gonna give me a hug.
Oh, where my hug at?
Like, where my hug at?
I can picture that so perfectly. I know.
Literally,
I
have so many. It's like, hey, you're not gonna say what's up.
They were like in that same tone.
Yeah,
and,
like,
hey,
where's my hug at?
Like, oh, I can
or what else? Hold
it.
On. I had written something else. I don't remember this. When they're like, ah, like that.
Ew, I was gonna be that
like
that. Like, you
don't, like, all right.
And the girl
then.
Would be like,
I know, like, how hard to get. Ew, like, ah, like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Fuck you, I'm cringing, I'm leaving.
Wait, Louis, do your deepest, like, manliest voice.
How you got? What do I think? Should I say, hey, what's up, welcome to Pretty Not Smart?
Yeah, but like super, super man.
Super man, I'm like, I'll leave. I'm scared.
Do it.
Why am I nervous? Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to Pretty Not Smart. My name is Louie, and I'm here with my sister, Yuatsi.
Oh, teaser.
Since I always wonder, I'm like, what would my voice sound like if I was straight?
A ver, pues, do it. Well, but you don't have to make it deep.
That's, bitch, you think I talk this high because, like, I have to make my voice this high? That's one thing that, like, I also don't understand how science works. All right. No, because, like, being fucking for real, my voice is a lot more higher pitched than like a normal dude's would be. But I don't make this as, like, for me, this is my voice. But, like, this wouldn't be my voice if I was fucking straight. So, like, I always wonder how that works. Because, like, right now, you were like, just talk normal. I'm like, bitch, this is me talking normal. It's not just something I, like, turn on. He's like, hee-hee. So, I'm like, the best thing I can, like, try to do normal is, I guess, try to talk as relaxed as possible. Will probably be like, hi, you guys. But you see, even that still sounds really gay.
You think so? Or maybe because I'm used to it, I can't tell the difference.
I know. Like, I feel like everyone else can be like, he's on gay with my voice. But, like, that's why if I have to do, like, my straight voice, I'm like, hey, what's up? It has to be like, oh. But then, like, that hurts.
Oh, so you like can't talk like that?
Yeah, because like one time people were like, do a video talking straight for like or like sounding straight for a whole day, but I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hurt my throat.
He's like, bah! the next day
I'm like, hey, you guys, say what you did.
I know.
Okay, one other ick that I hate about guys, and I think I've talked about this before. I hate when, like, or, like, if you're going on a date with a guy or something, I hate when, like, when they still eat onions.
Like, oh, yeah.
If there's food involved and they still eat onions, or they'll be like, is onions fine? They're like, yeah, that's perfect.
On a date? Like, pinche pestoso?
I know. Like, it's just because, I mean, everybody knows onion has, like,
A strong
scent. And I'm like, do you love onion that much that like you have to be like, onion's fine? Like, I was like, you can't sacrifice it for like this one day. Like, yeah, like, and even if I don't get like the smelliness of the onion, I still find it like an ick. I'm like, why would you like still do it
on a date? You're like, I guess we're not kissing on this date then.
Like, knowing that like there's a possibility of getting like smelly breath, I'm like,
I just feel like some men are just kind of like, they don't pay attention to detail. Yeah. So I just feel like they're kind of clueless in that sense. Yeah. Like, we would be like, bitch, you're going to eat onions. But to them, it's like, I'm going to eat. Like, they don't think about, like, oh, I'm going to smell. Like, I feel like that's just more like,
like a little gesture that we think about.
So if you're a dude and you're going on a date, don't eat onions. Please.
I have another one. This also happened to me on another date. And I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to, like, tell them. I'm all contradicting myself, but I hate when, like, someone has a little boogie. And I'm saying, like,
You always have moco.
I was going to say, no, you guys, with me, when it, like, so, you know how everybody has that thing, like, before you head out, you have to, like, make sure, like, you look fine.
Make sure your pussy smells good.
Ew, no. Like, you look in the mirror, but, okay, my lipstick's fine. With me, it's always my nose. Like, I always have to make sure I don't have, a boogie. That's, like, my biggest fear.
What would you call it? You'd be like, do I have a boogie down?
If I'm in public, you guys, and I need somebody to check me, I'm like, do I have a boogie down?
He tells me that, like, a lot. He's like, do I have a boogie down?
Because, like, I don't want people to be like, do I have a mokum? Or I'm like, do I have a booger? So, like, if I'm in public and I don't want to, like, whisper and make it awkward, I'm like, do I have a boogie down? And then they'll just be like, no, you're good.
Or sometimes be like, oh, you have a moco.
Oh yeah,
like, I try to be so, I'm like,
and I love,
yeah,
not love, I appreciate when people tell me, because that's like my biggest fear. Like, I don't know, because I know how awkward it is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like, because for example, going back to the date, I hate when like people have like a little moco, because like one, it just kind of gives me like, ugh, like vibes.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your moco.
And it falls in the food.
Ew, bitch. And then like two, like I don't know how to tell them. Like I know for me, I really appreciate when like people tell me, but I also know how uncomfortable it is for somebody who you're not that comfortable with.
Yeah.
To tell you, like one, you're going to be like, thank you for telling me. But obviously you're going to get a little embarrassed. Yeah. I remember I was like on this date and like this guy had like a little boogie down, but it was like hanging on his hair, and I was like, I didn't even want to look at him. And we were in the car, so like he kept talking, like trying to see me, and I was like, don't look at me.
Literally, he was all trying to look at you, all sexy. He's like,
yeah, and the mocote. And that's literally what gives me gave me an ick so bad, because he was looking at me, and I feel like I could tell he thought he looked like cute, but it was there, so it was making me cringe. I was like. So I was like, yeah, mogo.
Yeah, like, and then, I mean, that's pretty nasty too. But now that I'm with Alex, that I've been with him for so long, if I see a moco on him, I'm like, yeah, moco. And I just pull it out of his nose. My baby, I have a moco. And I'm like, I think because I'm so used to mocos around my kids, like Travis, oh, true, moco. And I'm like, big ass moco.
I'm leaving.
I'm like, here you go, Louis.
I have another one.
Wait, all right. Me now.
Oh, you have one?
You haven't even let me talk.
Okay.
I don't know why I have this thing with guys. Tell me if there's anybody else out there that does this.
No.
I look inside their ears.
Ew.
Like, not like, no.
But like, it's a little thing you look at.
Ew. Like, if they're like, when I used to go on dates back in the day with guys, or even Alex now, thank goodness Alex is so like clean, like little details like that. But he always has clean ears. But back in the day when I went on dates, like they would turn to the side and I'd be like, I don't know why my eyes would just like go in their ear all the way in, just look. And if I would see any earwax, I would get so grossed out. I don't know why. And earwax is so normal. But like, if I would see it, I'd be like, I don't know why.
I'm so glad that's not a thing for me, because that would gross me out. So like, it's gross, like if it's there, but like for that to be something that you're like,
I always would just look and I was like, and I, oh my God, remember my boyfriend that gave me the really sloppy kiss that one time? Mm-hmm. I remember once I looked and I saw earwax and I was like, oh, and I got so, I think that's where it started. I saw it and I was like, ding, ding, ding. I got so scared.
You were like, never again.
Never again. That's gross.
Okay, another ick that I have.
A ver, a ver.
Ugh, this is just about guys in general.
A ver, a ver.
I hate, hate, hate your hair and makeup today. All right. You don't know where that's from because you're straight. All right. Where is it from? It's from RuPaul. Mm. No, but one thing I hate about guys is how comfortable they are about their talking about their business in the restroom.
What do you mean?
Like, so many guys will be like, I just took a big old massage. I'm like,
yay!
Oh, like, in general, I don't want to picture you in the toilet, let alone a man in the toilet, let alone how big your fucking masa
was. The word masa itself. Oh my God,
literally, we need to, wait, no, after this, we need to mention like words that gives us eggs, because I have hella words that give me eggs.
I have one too.
Yeah, I just hate, like, I don't know if men think it's like, as if I'm not a guy talking about this. No, but I don't know if like they think it's like, if it's something that makes them seem more manly or something, like, I gotta take a big old masa.
I gotta take a bad like, shit.
Yeah, they're like, dude, I just ripped that fucking toilet. I'm like, ugh.
Why are y'all like that?
So fucking gross.
I men don't in general, have you ever jumped into like a straight male conversation? The things that they sometimes talk about? I'm just like, they're like, my chest hair, bro.
No, it's just like, it's disgusting. I don't understand why you have to share that with it. And, like, immediately when they say that, I just imagine, like, skid marks on the toilet. And, like, ew, they probably didn't flush. And, like,
or, like, when they don't clean the skid marks, I'm like, dude, oh, limpiale.
Yes, I hate that. Like, just get a little.
I don't want to see your kakiri.
But I was on a date once. Bitch, this guy was cute. Like, he was really cute and everything. And, like, I just couldn't get that out of my head. It was maybe, like, our second date. Second, maybe third, I don't know. He goes to the restroom and he comes back. He's like, I just took a big old shit. And I was like,
oh, on a date? Literally,
dude, and we were like at a little cute brunch spot. But I was like, why the fuck? Like, one, why do you feel that comfortable telling me? And second of all, we're like on a cute little date. Oh my God, it was disgusting.
And it was like your second date. Mm-hmm. I brand new.
I literally couldn't like get it out of my head. And like every time I would see him, I would just think of that. And I was like, I can't do this.
You see him a big old poop.
He's just a big old piece of caca.
That's one of the words that I think is so disgusting. Caca. I hate the word caca. I'm all saying it. Caca, caca.
Oh no, like I hate. Remember my dad used to say it?
And my dad, I think it's my dad's fault.
Yeah.
My dad would be, how would he say it?
So our dog Ruby. For y'all who know Ruby, y'all know Ruby.
The OG.
So my dad, he doesn't like dogs. It's not that he hates them, but he's just like never been like a
dog
person. I think he's an animal person in general. Like he does it for us because he knows we love him. But like my dad, when we first got Ruby, she was our first doggy. So he was really testing his patience with us and Ruby.
Yeah.
And like the yard is like my dad's space. So like he hated when like Ruby would go to the restroom and wouldn't pick it up. So he'd always be like, chingada madre. He's like, vayan a limpiar esa caca de su perra.
With so much emphasis, la caca.
You know, he'd be like, la pinche caca. And then we would, my mom and like us would always be like, ay, why do you say it like that? He's like, pues sí, es caca. And I was like, don't say it like that.
My mom was like, es popo.
Uh-huh. She's like, di la popo. He's like, no, es caca.
I hate that word. We need to get my dad and my mom on our podcast.
They're funny.
They're so funny. I'm like, don't we? ¿Por qué decía caca?
That's one question we have to ask him.
I know. Explain. He's probably gonna get all ready. He's like,
no. I wonder if he even remembers. But I hate the word caca. I hate the word mierda. Oh, it's just, you know what? I feel like a lot of Spanish words give me
it's Spanish words?
A lot of
just
Spanish
just all of words. These masa, all of these poop words.
Literally, we're all just talking about poop.
You know which other one I don't like? Verga.
I hate that word too. I hate that
word. Ay, a ver la verga.
No, wait, talking about like.
Wait, is verga pussy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Or is it like also men? I don't know.
What's verga?
I mean, because I don't know if it works for like both genders or if it's just for women.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
But right now that we're talking about like Spanish words and shit, it's so funny because like a lot of like shit that like people say in Spanish, it's funny when you like dissect the word, like it makes no sense.
Like what?
Like, well, like my parents, I always ask them now and they like will crack up, right? It makes them feel awkward. Because, you know, people be like, vete la fregada. I'll be like,
la fregada.
I'll tell my mom and dad, I'm like, mami, ¿qué es la fregada? I'm like, ¿dónde es? Or they're just like, what else?
Vete la fregada.
There was another one that I always ask him where
Chingao.
No, it was something like, I forgot it. The one that I would always ask them about would always make them feel so like, like, because it just doesn't make sense.
But I've heard him when he's like, ¿dónde es eso?
Mm-hmm, I'm like, ¿dónde es eso?
He's trying to be all smart ass.
Yeah. And they're like,
madre. But I remember kids in school would be like, vete a la verga. They would say that, and la verga is actually an actual place.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And like, look, it's an actual place. You want to go to the verga? I was like, ah.
Bitch, gross.
The kids are in school.
Like, how long is it going to take us to get there?
It's like 20 days to get to la verga. I'm like, just like, yeah.
Just you're dumb. But since we're on the topics of men and pet peeves and cringe and all this shit, there's this one time. There's this guy that I was talking to for like a cute moment. Uh-huh. And he was so hot. Like literally he was like so attractive and like
I post a pic.
Imagine like this is him. But I had been hanging out with him for like quite some time, and like even he was like a chile appointment. Everything was sickening.
Yeah.
And this one time I ended up going out and I told my friends, I was like, oh, I'm gonna invite him so you guys can like meet him, like blah blah blah. So then everyone was like all excited to meet him. I talked about like you know that he was attractive and like everything.
Yeah.
So everyone was like excited. They're like, ooh, we're gonna meet like the guy, blah blah blah.
Ha, he's diving fail.
Imagine no, because I had already met him, so I knew he wasn't like catfish. Okay. But bitch, the one fucking time that I bring him around my fucking homies and shit like that, bitch, as soon as I see him, I think I've talked about this before. As soon as I go in to hug him, he's like, hey Louie. His breath.
Oh my God, no.
Like, I literally felt like he was breathing all of his words. He's like, how are you?
Like, how he talked or his breath was just stinky?
No, his breath was the bitch. Imagine he talked like that.
Hey, Louie. How are you?
To clear the confusion if any of y'all were having a little Yahtzee moment, it was his breath. He was talking normal, but like his breath smelled really bad. So I almost felt like he was like breathing all of his words.
What did he smell like?
I don't know how to. It almost smelled like he didn't brush his teeth that morning. And he went the whole day with not drinking water. So his mouth.
All seca?
Yeah, like I felt like it smelled like seca. Like he needed water. Like, so I remember even like after he got like a little drink, I was like, oh, hopefully like the alcohol in there kills the bacteria. But like it didn't go away. And like, bitch, I like wanted to leave so bad. And I was like all embarrassed around my friends. And then.
You think they smelled it?
Well, I ended up telling one of my friends, I was like, bitch. I was like, I feel like his breath hella smells. And they were like, bitch. They're like, I didn't want to say shit because you were all hyping him up over here. Like, but it smells bad. And everybody smelled it.
Dude, oh, that's like one of my biggest like turnoffs with anybody. Like, well, especially like going on a date or whatever with guys. Like, you can be the hottest man alive. But if your breath stank, yeah. Get away from me. Not interested, mama. Like, that's gross.
And, like, it fucking sucks because even with that, although like I found him so attractive and everything, that was the last time I hung out with him.
Really?
And like, I think when it's an ick like that, like I just can't get it out of my head. So like I literally never hung out with him again. And like,
oh my gosh, that actually reminds me, something really similar happened to me with this guy that it was like in freshman year. This guy was like so into me, like begging for a date, and he was cute. I was like, okay, fine. Like, let's go on this cute little date. I went on a date with him. We went to the park to go hang out. But I never really had gotten really close to him except that day. He like sat right next to me and he hugged me and we were about to go in for a kiss. As we were going for the kiss, he was like, and I smelled it and I was like, but it was too late. So he went, and I was like,
bitch, I would have been like,
it was so gross. And he just like kept like kissing me and I was like, and then I was like, oh, my dad's calling me. I gotta go. So I literally like left. But after that, he kept like wanting to talk to me, but all I could remember was his breath. So yeah, for like even one time, dude, I had the audacity, but me dejaron en paz, I'd be like, dude, your breath stinks. Like, I don't want to hang out with you. Your breath stinks. I straight told him, because I think I had hung out with him like another two times, being like, look, maybe that day he just had a bad morning. He didn't brush his teeth or no había comido or something. And those other two times, he still stunk. So I had to be straight up and tell him, like, dude, your breath stinks. Like, I'm not hanging out with you anymore. And that was that. After that, he probably was like, ya me dejó en paz.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever, like, tell, like, a guy or, like, something like that. I get scared. Well, like, not scared, because I'm sure they'd appreciate it. Because, like, if I have, like, a little boogie down or something, like, it makes me a little shy or embarrassed sometimes if somebody tells me, but like I know I'll be like, oh shit, I need
it's
to hear
better.
That. Yeah. Or but like my mom will tell us. Oh, but my mom will be like, ¿quieres un chicle? And then no, this is how my mom does it. She's like, so ven, Luisito, ¿quieres un chicle?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm okay. She's like, no tienes que te huele la boca. And I'm like, mom, like fuck.
Wait, recently in my car, when we went to the beach for Mother's Day, I took ceviche. One of the big ass trays of ceviche spilled, like after we had already ate it, es que queda mucho juguito.
Yeah.
All the ceviche spilled on the back seat of my car, on the trunk. And Alex was like, hey, it spilled. I cleaned it, but it smells. And then I was like, okay, hopefully it doesn't smell that bad. And then a few days later, my car smelled like BO, really bad BO. So I got it detailed and cleaned or whatever, and I couldn't smell it anymore. But I was like, okay, ya se fue el olor. I went shopping with my mom. I picked her up. And then I had just gotten out of the gym, pero ya me había bañado y todo. And my mom was like she just kept like being weird in the car. And I was like, okay. She's like, ¿puedo bajar la ventana? And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, baja la ventana. She's like, ¿ya te bañaste? And I was like, sí, ya me bañé. She's like, oh, okay. And she was still like her head out the window and everything. You know how my mom is a little extra sometimes?
Mom's exagerada.
And then after we had gone shopping, whatever, we come back, she's like, yo, tita, ¿te puedo decir algo? And then I was like, why? She's like, ¿te pusiste desodorante hoy? And I was like, dude, I fucking smell. And I'm like, I'm all smelling my pits. And I was like, wait, I smell super good. And I'm super self-conscious. So I always put hella deodorant and all that. She's like, es que huele bien feo. Ya no aguanto estar en tu carro. She's like,
mom.
Huele mucho a sudor. And I was like, she's like, ¿qué hay aquí? ¿Hay una mochila del gimnasio? ¿Qué está pasando? And then I had to tell her, like, mom, is the ceviche? She's like, no. Algo aquí huele muy feo. And I'm like, I literally had to show her the trunk so she could smell. She's like, oh, sí, sí, es el ceviche. But she thought it was all me, all stinky. And she was like, tenía mucha pena por preguntarte, pero yo pensé que eras tú. I was like,
My mom's like that. She's like, really like, it's because I feel like my mom's very like,
clean
and like very. Fuck, I forgot. Hygiene is like top priority for her.
Yeah.
So I feel like she'll always tell us too. Like, and it's always like that. Like, she doesn't want to tell us, but she'll tell us. Like, with the whole gum thing, her first initial, like, do you want gum? Is very like, oh, to like, not to make you like embarrassed or something.
Yeah, not to make you feel bad.
But then, like, if you don't take it, she'll be like, it's because, bitch, your best smells.
Take some like, fucking gum.
She'll be like, Luisito, I don't know, but like very like that, like trying to like keep like it cute.
Ease you into it. But then if you're like, no, you're like, you fucking stink.
Yeah, she'll like give it to you. But like, yeah, my mom's funny. She's all special.
But yeah, we have to bring my parents for a podcast because I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed us talking about our icks. There's a lot of ones that just, I don't know, but. Let us know if you guys have any similar icks or if there's anything that makes you cringe on a date or just men in general. Let us know that in the comments section below.
And if somebody's breath stinks, send them this episode.
bitch.
Get the hint.
Ah. Like, do you mind watching this episode, babe?
So when I offer you gum, remember what it's for.
No, yeah, I just feel like, I think hygiene is very important.
Very important.
So everybody just, let's all be mindful. And if you ever see my Raya, let me know.
Ah, they're like all green.
They're like, Louis, your Raya's out.
No, Louis is purple. Mine's pink.
It's all bruised from all the beating.
TMI for me. But I think that's going to be it for today's episode, you guys.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Yay. Pretty Not Smart.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.